Thank you.
Now, the story of Prince Philip's car accident was just breaking as we went off air yesterday. It has been dominating the stories people have been reading on our site since then. The headline on the BBC News online page, Prince Philip's car careered across the road, it says. He is the Duke of Edinburgh, the Queen's husband, 97 years of age. He wasn't injured, although he is said to be shaken following the incident. There was another car involved in the crash. There were two women in that car that were slightly hurt. And you might have seen the pictures of the Duke's Land Rover that rolled over. But even before details of exactly what happened became clear, people have been talking online so much about whether older people should be behind the wheel in the first place. So what's it like being an older driver? How are you judged by others? So we called up a couple of people who know, two older drivers. We have Herschel, who's 91 in the state of Arizona. He was in a car when we spoke to him, although I should point out he was the passenger seat on this occasion. And Leonard, who's 84, speaking to me from Arkansas.
Well, where we live, there's no other option. We live in a resort retirement community in the Ozark Hills on the north shore of Gears Ferry Lake. And there is no other transportation, although that wouldn't make any difference. I'd still be driving anyway. We live many, many hours from our family. And so if I want to go see our kids, we have to drive. Haven't got time to fly.
I like it. You're a busy man, Leonard. But how far would you drive to go and see family, for example?
Well, our two daughters live about 1,100 miles from here.
That's quite a drive.
Yeah, it'd take a couple of days.
But no bother to you. Have you ever thought about when will I be too old to drive?
No, but I might be incapacitated. I don't think I get too old.
Right.
I don't think age has anything to do with it. I think probably the biggest problem I might have is if I quit driving. It's like anything else. When you practice it, you keep good at it. If you don't practice, you lose it.
Yes. And I mean, what would it mean to you if you couldn't drive?
Where I live now, I'd move. I'd move somewhere where I could get transportation.
But do you enjoy driving?
Oh, yes.
Let me introduce you, Leonard, to a man who also enjoys driving a lot. This is Herschel, 91 years old, in Arizona. Great to have you with us, Herschel. Now, I understand you are a man who is quite fond of speed. Tell our listeners a little bit about your pastime.
Okay. Well, I still work. I'm semi-retired, but I'm 91, and I still have a 45-foot motorhome that I probably put 10 to 12,000 miles on a year. I ride a motorcycle, which I made into a trike, but I drive it in several charity runs, which adds up to probably 5 or 6,000 or maybe even more. And like I said, I'm 91, and at the age of 90, I drove a NASCAR race in Tucson, Arizona, 100-lapper, and the NASCAR, before they would let me drive, they'd give me a 50-lap test to make sure I could stay at a minimum speed in the race, because they won't let you in the race unless you're going kind of along with the crowd. I mean, I drive all the time. My idea would be if you took five drivers out of a parking lot, and let's just say start at the age of 70, and maybe one is 75, maybe one's 80, and then somebody over 90, give them all a test. And you might find that the 70-year-old can't drive as good as the 90-year-old. So I think as far as tests and drivers at our age, this wouldn't help because there's such a difference. Like I say, it looks like Leonard drives all the time to do what he's got to do. I got some cars that I take to shows, so I have a trailer. I load the car. I'm probably as good at backing up a trailer as anybody. I can put it where you want it. So when am I going to quit? Just before I die.
Or not even. That's true. You know, I'm taking your point in, Herschel. A 90-year-old is going to have 20 years more experience than a 70-year-old driving. That is for sure. What is the minimum speed to drive when you're driving NASCAR-sanctioned race?
Well, when we drove on, it was a small track. I think about 3/8. So I would say probably 120, 25 on the straightaways and maybe down to 100 or 90 in the corners.
That is miles per hour. So you're talking about 200 kilometers an hour, just to give our listeners an idea around the world of just how fast you were going. But, you know, it's funny, this conversation really erupted from the crash that Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh, had yesterday. Did you see that? Did you have any thoughts when you heard about it, Leonard?
No, I saw it, but didn't have any thoughts about it. Okay, young people have crashes too, so I didn't think it was any big deal.
Mm-hmm. Herschel?
I saw the pictures and I saw the car turned over, but I thought it was wonderful that Prince Philip was driving when he could afford all kinds of chauffeurs, but sometimes you kind of like to do your own thing, and I'm sure that's the way he feels. And so I would be anxious to know really how good the guy is. Maybe you could send me over there and I could give him a test.
Well, maybe he's listening because he's recuperating. So, you know, he'll know that the offer stands. And yes, I think with him, when I was reading our royal correspondent, Johnny Diamond, he says he is fiercely independent and has always driven himself. And a funny little anecdote, Barack Obama and Michelle Obama, when they were driven for the first time by like non-security services off the White House, it was Prince Philip who drove them. And they said that was the first time that they were kind of out of the grip of the White House. So that was back in 2016, I think. So, yes, he's an avid driver and has been. But how do you feel, and Leonard, I'll begin with you, that people or society looks at older drivers?
Generally speaking, my friends have said, I'm frustrated behind a person that drives like a grandpa, whatever that means. And I said, well, I'm a grandpa. And she said, no, you don't drive like one. I think there's a perception that older drivers drive down the middle of the road, drive slow, aren't observant, which is probably true in some cases. But as Herschel said, we vary depending on our experiences and what our background is and what we've been doing all our life.
Yeah, Herschel, what do you think about that?
I live in a community, everybody's old, so we have to watch out for everybody. I'm the furthest thing there is from road rage, because whatever you do to me, I'm going to let you go ahead, and I'm not going to fight you for a lane or turn in front of you. I'm going to let you do what you want to do, and I think a lot of the problems are people get too much of a rush to get there first. The only time I like to get there first is if I'm in a race.
You're in a race, that's right. Leonard, where's your next trip? Where are you off to?
In May, we'll be going back to Menominee Falls, Wisconsin for our grandson's wedding. We'll be going to northern Minnesota in July for a week at the lake. And we just got word that another grandson's getting married in northern Minnesota in August.
How far away is that from where you are now?
About 750 miles.
We wish you luck. I think they must be great road trips that you go on. I'm loving the sound of them. And Herschel, you also sound like you have such a vibrant and dynamic life.
I might say my next run in May, I'm driving a Kyle Petty charity run. It's on my motorcycle. It starts in Seattle, Washington, and goes to Key Largo, Florida, which is 9 days. So I think at 91, muscles might be a little wore out when I get there, but we'll have a great time.
You'll be fine. Yes, you will. You get down to the Keys. What better place to relax than afterwards? Thank you both so much for speaking to me. It's been a real pleasure.
You're welcome. And nice to meet you, Herschel. And good luck.
You too, Leonard. Bye.
That's Herschel and Leonard. Thanks to them for speaking to us. Is it a conversation you've had to have with an older relative? It's not an easy one, right? It's kind of tough. Those guys definitely are not hanging up their car keys anytime soon. But perhaps you have some thoughts on it. Add your voice. WhatsApp +44 77 30 75 1925. Nuala McGovern with you on OS from the BBC World Service. We're live from the middle of this newsroom in London.